Welcome to the Words of Heart podcast. In this episode, we dive into a topic or story pertaining to mental health. This episode is accompanied with video and audio. However you choose to listen to this episode, sit back, relax, open your hearts and minds. So without further ado, let's get into the episode. Hello, everyone. Welcome. Wait a minute. Let's get that off, shall we? Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Words of Heart podcast. I am your host, Deion Sanchez. And in this episode, it is just me, your host, to explain what this is all about. I am revisiting a topic I did a year ago this month called mask. So I thought I'd shake things up a bit by wearing a mask. If you are familiar with that episode, I discuss how we are all wearing a mask and we need to take off the mask. So if you are familiar with the episode, I am also going to revisit the poem I shared to kick us off. This poem is called Mask. World is filled with corruption, and I despise that I have conformed to the deconstruction of civilization by wearing a mask. So why do we wear a mask? Why is that? We wear a mask on social media and online dating. There's like a thousands of catfish. Are you familiar with the show Catfish? The person, prospective spouse or friend, puts up a fake photo. It's not even of themselves. They don't want to talk on the phone. They don't want to FaceTime or video chat. Why is that? Like, why don't you want to show who you are? Be authentic, be genuine. Why on Instagram do we just post the glitter and sparkles and just the fun stuff? Why don't we post the ugliness, the harsh realities, the grittiness, the underbelly of what's going on inside us? Why do we do that? Why don't we do that? Because we're afraid to show who we are. We think showing any resemblance of who we are, we don't like to do that. We don't want to appear vulnerable or appear some type of way because we're afraid. We pay close particular attention to what others think of us, when in actuality, we're all the same. So how awesome would it be if we all show our true selves, be vulnerable, be transparent, instead of just highlighting the gloss and the glamour? Because the thing is with social media today is a facade. It's an illusion. We think the grass is greener on the other side. Oh, this girl is in Beijing, water poloing, or riding a tiger. Her life is so better than mine. And that's where the negative mentality kicks in. Our insecurities seep out and we are exposed. So what do we do to hide our vulnerability and our scars? We put up a mask. We give off this idea that everything is perfect when really it's not. And I hate to break it to you, that girl riding the tiger and water poloing, she's no better than you. She is just as weak and just as vulnerable. She doesn't want to show it though. She doesn't want to express that or expose that, because we feel by expressing our emotions, it's a sign of weakness. But it's not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength and character, and it makes us human. So take off the mask. Like, I can't emphasize this enough. Who you are is fine. Who you are is perfect. Who you are is awesome. Why would you want to be anybody else? There'll be probably a lot less negativity, possibly a lot less con artists. I don't know about the con artists. That's another can of worms that I don't want to get into. But the point of the matter is, why don't we as a human race be human? Wouldn't you say? We should be human. We should be vulnerable. We should be authentic and genuine. Unfortunately, authenticity is a rare quality that we underuse. So we should use it. We should explore it. We should absorb it. We should fully embrace authenticity, because there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with who you are. Who you are makes you unique and different and special. Plus, being normal is completely overrated. So I want to challenge you this week. I want to challenge you, my listeners. I want you to do something honest, to do something real and authentic. Whether it's posting a picture of you waking up in the morning, or your hair all crazy right now, post a picture. Post it on Instagram and social media or Twitter, or do a dance video in just your pajamas. Post something authentic. Post the real you. Post who you are. Don't disguise it with makeup and masks. And I'm all for makeup. I like makeup, but show who you are. Don't hide behind the materials or the mask, because materials is temporary. For starters, but who you are right now in this moment, embrace that, because who you are is incredible. Don't put on a mask. Don't put up a fake photo. There are so many catfish. No wonder that show is still going on. There'll be a lot less catfish if people would just accept who they are and just own it. People will be a lot more open to you if you give it a chance. But the thing about that show is the particular spouse or catfish thinks less of themselves, so they want to project this fake version of themselves through a fake photo. And unfortunately for that particular person who was being genuine and real, that chemistry doesn't exactly link up. It doesn't work out. Why? Because they weren't being real. They put on a mask. So take off the mask, post a photo, or post something authentic and genuine to show the world who you are. Because who you are is amazing. All those glitz and glamour, it is nothing. It is an illusion that people are fronting. It's a front. It's a fade because they don't want to show who they are, which is sad and disheartening because who you are is incredible. So take off the mask, take off the makeup, be you, be who you are, show who you are, because who you are is incredible. Well, before I wrap up this episode, if you enjoyed it, if you want to subscribe, retweet, send it to the moon, if you can send it to the moon, that would be awesome, because intergalactic broadcasting, hello, that's like light years away when you think about it, really? Anyhow, however you choose to listen to this episode, here are the ways you can find us. We are on Facebook at the Words of Heart Podcast. We are also on YouTube. And of course, wherever you listen to your podcast, Apple, Spotify, Google. If you love this episode, if you enjoyed it, please send a review or rating on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcast. Send me your feedback and thoughts and feel free to let me know how my challenge to you worked out. I can guarantee people will be more open to you if you are open with yourself, because we're all human. We all have flaws and insecurities. So why not embrace who we are and just be vulnerable, be transparent, be authentic. Authenticity is the most attractive quality, I guarantee you. Being authentic is the most attractive quality. So please let me know how my little challenge to you in this episode worked out. And here are the ways to do that. You can follow me on Instagram at HeartWarrior25. You can also follow me on Twitter at HeartWarrior24. Again, own who you are, because who you are is amazing. Don't hide it and don't put on a mask. Although this mask is really pretty, but it's a metaphor, just like everything else in life. It's either a metaphor, a facade, or an illusion. Deconstruct the illusion. In my poem, we as human have conformed to society and the ideals and the materials, and we shouldn't conform to it. We shouldn't. If anything, we should conform to being who we truly are. Absolutely. So to all my listeners, my authentic, awesome listeners who are perfect just the way you are, stay healthy, stay safe, own who you are, and until next time, bye.